Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Gittin, daf Mem Zayin. We're going to start again on daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. So, right, the Mishnah was talking about, the Mishnah mentioned that somebody who sells himself or his sons to a guy, we're not pulled to them if they do it, if they are frequent abusers of this, they oftentimes sell themselves in order to be redeemed. So now we bring the next case of the on the second to last line. Okay? There was this guy who sold himself to the Ludians. And there's most Rishonim say the Ludians were cannibals, but it's also brought down. The problem is with the Ludians is that they had human sacrifice. Either way, this guy's in trouble. He's either going to be eaten or sacrificed. So he's nervous. So Asala Kameh to Rav Ami. He comes in front of Rav Ami, and he says to Rav Ami, I'm not exactly sure how he comes to Rav Ami, if he's by the cannibals. Maybe he sent a letter or something like that. Right? He says, Pirkon, you know, redeem me, help me, save me, redeem me, because these guys are either going to eat me or kill me. So Amrle, Rav Ami says to him, you're right, Tanan, Hamocher Atzmo Vesbonav La'ovdei Kochavim, Ain Podin Oso, we don't redeem them, Aval Podin Vesabonim, but we do redeem the sons after the father dies. So Rav Ami makes a Kavah Chomer. What's the reason why we redeem the sons after the father dies? Mishum Kilkula. Because there's an assimilation problem. If we leave these little boys with the guy who captured them, there's going to be an assimilation problem. So since we're worried about their spiritual well-being and we redeemed them, the kol shekein hacha. So too here, kol shekein that we're going to, this guy who sold himself to the Ludians, the ika katala. He's completely in danger because there's a chashash misa. So we redeem them. So some say that this must be a case where the guy, this is at least the third or fourth time that this guy sold himself to the Ludians because we said beforehand that you have to redeem, the only time you're not in podium is if the guy was Ragil. So here must be a case where he was Ragil, so we had to come on to this other Kula, this other Kavachomer in order to figure out a way to redeem him. But the others that say, they bring down from the Yerushalmi, that the case of Luda'i is different. Because this is a case where he put himself purposely in a dangerous situation, and if you put yourself purposely in a dangerous situation, it's not necessarily a chiv upon us to go return. Because he gave himself over to Misa. So the Chashuke Chemed, Zilberstein, has an interesting question of a person, must have been a person in Israel, who had a problem with his car, and he wanted to get his car fixed. So instead of going to the regular Israeli mechanic, he said, I'm going to go to the West Bank, I'm going to go to Ramallah, to get it done cheaper there. Even though it's dangerous. So what happened? He gets there. He has the yellow license plate. Then he gets whatever. The locals were restless in Ramallah, and they were shooting at him. So the question was whether the ambulance and the doctor had a chiyuv to go into Ramallah and put themselves in danger in order to get this guy out, because he put himself into the dangerous situation. So the Shulchan Aruch comes back and forth, but he brings from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi said that if you sell yourself to Ludoyim, even the first time, the Yerushalmi says, and the Yerushalmi says, Hamocher Atzmo Ludot Liludim Afilu Pam Rishona Ein Podin Osum Ipnei Shemasar Atzmo Lamisa, because he put himself into the situation, we don't have the enough rise to take him back. So too this guy, maybe this guy who brings himself his car to the bad neighborhood in order to get it fixed for cheap, he put himself in a situation and we may not have the rechrayas to go back and get him.
Even if he didn't put himself in a situation, you have no fear of putting yourself in
such. Right, so that's the question. You have to be he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, who says that you have to figure out what the real danger is to you, whether or not to go in.
Drowning and you can't swim.
Right, so you don't have to, right. But here, maybe he's saying, maybe because he's coming in with an ambulance, maybe there won't be an issue coming in with an ambulance. They won't attack the ambulance. You have to do a shikul hadas as to whether or not it's dangerous or not. But assuming that do you have to go get him? So he brings that. It may be, it may not be. Whatever. Of course, it's an interesting shiloh. Oh. Anyway, if you need to get your car fixed, go to your local shop. Don't go to Lud, and maybe not go. Don't go to Ramallah either. Anyway, okay. So you have this guy who's, and Rav Ami says, okay, I can save him. And he comes up to the thing, I can save him because his life is at stake. So Amrule Rabbanu Rav Ami, so Rabbanu say to Rav Ami, wait, why are you saving this guy? You don't have to redeem this guy. Yisrael Mumarhu, he's a mumar. He's an apostate. He's not, we don't have Nechrayas to redeem a mumar. So he says, wait a second. Well, how do we know Mumar? The Kachazu laid the Ka'akam the Velos and Trefos, because we see him that he has eaten the Velos and Trefos. So a guy eats the Velos and Trefos, he's a Mumar. So therefore, we don't have to redeem him. We don't have to redeem him. So he says, no, wait. Amalhu Rav says back to them, how do you know that he's a Mumar Lahachis? This didn't only apply as if he's a Mumar Lahachis. Maybe just a Mumar, maybe he was hungry. And he had this is what he had in front of him. So he's only a mumar l'teyavon, and therefore you do have to redeem him if he's a mumar l'teyavon. So Amr Lehi says no. The Chavos of Batei Rami, we know for a fact that he's a mumar l'hachis. The Haz Zimnin, the Ikah Heter Visur Kamei, Rashi says there were aiden that were made on this situation. There was one time where there was Heter in front of him and there was Isser in front of him. V'shavik Heter v'achal Isura, and he pushed aside the Heter food in order to eat the Isser food. So we see that there was no reason for him to be madiv to eat the. It wasn't like it was better meat. It was the same meat. One was kosher, one was treif, and he ate the treif one. So he's a mumar l'hachis. So Amr Lehi, Rav Ami says to the person who wanted to be redeemed, he goes, Zil, you have to go away, because lo kashavki li daf kinech. The Chachamim are not permitting me, they're not allowing me to go redeem you, because you are a mumar l'hachis. So Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says that, what's the din if he's a mumar l'teyavon? So mumar l'hachis, we say, we don't have to redeem him, because you don't have to pick him up from the pit anyway. You don't have to redeem. Apparently, well, it looks like it. He's a mumar l'teyavon. Yeah, I don't know. Shabbos of Ozara is called Torah Kula. But here he's saying, it seems here that he's a mumar l'teyavon for this thing. No, it says here that he doesn't have to. That's what the question is: can you? Can you in the end? Meiri says he can. If the guy wants to do it, you can go ahead and do it. I don't remember who said that there's a difference between the congregation redeeming him and the family members. Family members can always redeem him. So Tosis in the Avodah Zarah and Daf Chaf Zayin says that a mumar l'teyavon, based on what Rav Ami says here, there's a chiyuv to bring him up and to redeem him. Like we see, Rav Ami wanted to redeem him, but the Beis Yosef brings from the Smag and from the Yireim that what Rav Ami wanted to be poda a mumar l'teyavon, that was only l'fim Meshuras Hadin. There's no chiyuv to redeem him. Right, and the Ramah in Yerodeah Simin Rishon Aleph Siv Beis says also that by a mumar l'teyavon there's no chiyuv to redeem him, but if you want to, there's no iser. Apparently, it's seeming to say that there's an iser to redeem a mumar l'hachis. But Bechor Shor, I don't know who the Bechor Shor on the Gemara is. The same Bechor Shor on Chumash, is it the same? Is it Rishon is a Bechor Shor? No, something else. Yeah. Oh, okay, so the Bechor Shor says he doesn't understand. We're talking about Sefik Nefashos here. By redeeming this guy or not, so maybe we should go to Qumran and redeem him, because there's a sheet of Tosfos who says there's a chiyuv to redeem. So he says that we should redeem him, and the Gra on that Simon Yordea, he brings the Tosfos and he writes v'cheinikar that you, for a mumar l'teyavon, you have a chiyuv to redeem him. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring a story about Reish Lakish, how he got rid of the Ludians. It's not exactly clear what this story means, but we'll read the Gemara, and someone said, look at the Chasam Sofer, he explains this all allegorically, but and there's a machlokus when this story took place in Reish Lakish's life. Did it take place when he was younger and he was abandoned, it wasn't the greatest of characters, or did it take place later after the Tshuva and he was Talmid Chacham on the Gedolei Ador? So Reish Lakish Zaven Nafshei L'Ludei, he sold himself to the Ludians. Remember, the Ludians are guys who are either involved in human sacrifice or are cannibals. Right, so he and Shaka Bahadei Chaisa VeGalgalta. He took with him a bag and some sort of lead pipe inside, or lead heavy lead object inside the bag. And he said, Amar, he said to himself, Gemiri, these guys, the Ludians, have a special rule. The Yoma Basra Kol Dibay Minayo Avidle Kihecha DeLekul Adme. They grant you your last request. Your last day, they ask you, what do you want? What's your last request? And they grant it in order that you'll forgive them. I don't know exactly what this means. You'll forgive them for the blood that they're about to spill. Yeah, never. What would you like to eat? This last request that he has. So Yom HaBasra, on his last day, before when they're about to kill him, Amrulei, they say to Reish Lakish, Manich Lach, what do you want? Amr Lehu Ba'ina Ektim Nilchu V'Osi Vinchu. I want you guys to sit down and I can tie you up. Each one of you, I'll take this bag and I'll smack you on the head 1.5 times with the bag. They obviously didn't realize that there's a lead pipe inside the bag. So what happens? So he ties them up and he sits them down, right? Each one of them. He only hits them once, and he waxed them. But most say here that he didn't really kill him. He knocked him out at this time. Charkine lishine, and as they're getting hit, these guys are grinding their teeth. They're grinding their teeth and they're moaning. So what? Because it hurts. So Amalei Achuki Kamichais Lebi. So he says, "Are you grinding teeth? What, you're laughing at me? I still owe you half a patch. I still can hit you again half time." So Akati Pash Litlach Gabe Palga Dichaita. I still have one more time to hit you. So he does. He hits them all, and Katlino Kulu, and he kills them all. And he kills all the Ludians like this. So Nafik Asa, and then he left. Okay, that's the story. And then he left. So now that the Gemara brings the story of Reish Lakish, the Gemara is going to bring another Hanhaga that Reish Lakish has had. Yosef Ka'achav Ushasi. What he used to do, Reish Lakish would do, is he would eat and drink everything that he made, and he didn't leave anything else over. He didn't leave anything for the next day. So Amar Le Barate, his daughter said to him, Lo Bais Midi Lamagzale, you don't have anything. You don't even want a pillow or something. You don't want to save some money so you can buy a pillow to lie down on. Amar Le, so Reish Lakish says back to her, Biti Shekresi Kri. I lie down on my stomach. My belly is my pillow. I don't need a pillow. I can lie down on my stomach. So the issue, what they bring down, what does it mean? You're not supposed to lie down and sleep on your stomach. You're supposed to sleep on your back. What's Reish Lakish doing sleeping on his stomach? Oh, whatever. You can look into the Mepharshim. So then the Gemara continues. Kinach Nafshe, when Reish Lakish died, Shavik Kava de Marika. He had left over, as a Yerusha, whatever, a Kava Kurkum. And Reish Lakish was upset about that because he didn't want to leave over anything. Bekare Nafshe va'avzu l'achirim chelim. He called himself the person who leaves over things to other people. He didn't want that. So Moshe Feinstein, the Dibros Moshe, asks, why was he mitzayer that he left over things for it? He left over some for money. There's a Gemara in Tainus that says that Reish Lakish had a young son. He died. When Reish Lakish died, he had a young son, right? The story with Rabbi Yochanan said something to Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish got sick and he died. He had a Gemara in Tainus Daf Tes says that Reish Lakish had a young son, so he's a chiyuv to provide him with mazonos and to help feed his wife. You're not supposed to leave your children and your wife with no means. So he says, explains that Reish Lakish felt that all he needed was the bare minimums. Anything before above and beyond the bare minimum means he wasted time that he could have been learning. So if this was something above the bare minimum, that means he was upset because he didn't really need to work for this. He could have been sitting and learning, and he was upset over the bittul Torah that he had in order to accumulate this small amount of wealth. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to talk about, the Mishnah talks about the issue that you're not allowed to sell karka in Eretz Yisrael to the Goyim. Because the Pasuk says, Lo Tichanim, right? The Pasuk says, Lo Tichanim, and in Avodah Zarah, one of the things they learn out from the Pasuk of Lo Tichanim is, Lo Titen Lehem Chaniya Bekarka. You can't give them an establishment in the land, you're not supposed to sell them any land. They learn all three things, I think, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says from Lo Tichanim. Lo titin lehem chayin, lo titin lehem matnas chinam, and lo titin lehem chaniya v'karka. Vodah Zarah daf chaf. We'll get to that. Where? Rashi Chosh only quotes two. He only doesn't quote the third one. But the Gemara does quote three. Okay. We'll talk about it. Vodah Zarah daf chaf, which is in a while. Okay. We should have Rabim at that shir also. Okay. Hamocher es zadeo. Right. Someone who sells his field in Eretz Yisrael la'ovek kachavim. He sells it to a guy. So the Mishnah says, "Lo keach umevi mimeno bikurim." So our Gersa says that the guy who sells him, he has an achrayus every year to go buy the first fruits from the goy, even if it's very expensive, and bring them to Yerushalayim for bikurim. But the other Gersa say that it doesn't mean that the lokeach, the guy who sold it, has to go get it. It means anyone who buys produce from this goy has to bring bikurim from the goy. We'll go with Shitas Rashi that the mocher has to go and buy bikurim every year from the goy and bring them to Yerushalayim. Why? The Tikkun Olam is that people shouldn't be rugged in selling karka to Ovi Kachavim. So therefore, we kones the guy who did make the sale, that he has to go and make an expenditure to go buy the Bikurim, even though he sold the land. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring a Machlokas Amorayim, what type of kinyan the guy has in the karka in Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Rabba says... Okay, so Tosfos Divim Rasi Lokeach asks, why is the Mishnah only concerned about Bikurim? Whether, the guy sells it, you have to bring Bikurim. Why does the Mishnah say that the guy has to go and buy produce at the Mimafish Shumas and Maisros off of the land? So the Tosfos Rosh answers that Because even if the fruits and the fields were him, there's no guarantee that you would have to bring Trumas and Maisros. There are ways to get out of Trumas and Maisros. You can bring it in through the roof. There are certain ways that you can go about and being part of yourself from bringing Trumas and Maisros. So therefore, there was no knas on that. And the Tosfos Rid answers that Bikurim is the only one that needs Havas Makom. There's a whole big fanfare when you do Bikurim. So if everyone sees that you sell the land and you don't bring Bikurim, so they're all going to think that they're all going to say that maybe they don't have to bring Bikurim also because they're not going to see the whole fanfare. But Trumas and Maisros, one does in the privacy of his own home, so there's not going to be a big. People aren't going to necessarily recognize that they're not being taken Trumas or Maisros. So they didn't make the takana that you have to buy it back from. So that's a chiluk between Bikurim and Trumas and Maisros. So Amar Rabba. Rabba says you have a guy who bought karka from who bought karka in Eretz Yisrael. Afal pisha ain kinyan la'ovi kacham be Eretz Yisrael. Even though a guy doesn't have a kinyan to be mafkiya, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which obligates you to bring shumas and maizros, shenemar, the pasuk says ki li haaretz, meaning li kedushas aretz, it belongs to a kadosh baruch hu, so you can't get rid of the kedusha of the aretz. He says aval yesh kinyan over the chav in Eretz Yisrael lachbor boros sichnum aros, but he does have a kinyan in the karka that he can do what he wants with the field. He can dig ditches and pits and all that stuff. Why? Because it says shenemar shemai shemaim lashem. The aretz nasan livnei adam. The land belongs to the people. Whoever owns it, they can do with it as they please. But Rabbi Lazar learns the opposite. Rabbi Lazar Omer afal pisha yesh kinyan over kachavim the Eretz Yisrael lefkia midei meiser. He says that if a guy buys karak in Eretz Yisrael, guy owns land, it's mafkia from the mitzvahs of tluis ba'aretz. He takes away the mitzvahs of tluis ba'aretz. Shenemar, the pasuk says, reishis degancha, your produce below the gun over kachavim, but not the produce of a guy. So aval, however, ain kinyan la'ovik l'chavim Eretz Yisrael lachpor b'boros sichin u'moros v'nemar l'shem ha'aretz u'mlo. Somehow the guy doesn't have a karka. If the guy buys, he doesn't have a kinyan. He doesn't have a kinyan in order to allow him to dig and everything like that. So it's brought down. I think the Yavitz brings down that therefore if you do go ahead and sell land to the goyim before the mechira, you have to make a t'nai that they're not going to dig up and destroy the karka. Yeah, I'm not sure how the person has the karka, how you stop him from doing what he pleases with land, but whatever. Al-Pidin, the law is that he doesn't have, according to this, he doesn't have a kinyan in order to dig into the land. So Gemara says, but my kemiflagi, what's the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Lazar about the chiyuv of a maiser? So my Rabbi Lazar savar degancha. He says degancha means your dagon, your produce, v'lo degan over kachavim, and not the produce of a goy. Umar and Rabba says, Rabba Savar, he reads the guncha like it says diguncha, right? Which means you're the one who completes the process. Velo a digun o mikukavim. The gemar malacha has to be by the rishus of Yisrael in order to be mechayev maaser. But if the gemar malacha is done while a guy owns it, then there's no chi of trumas or maaser. Okay, so I'm a Rabba. Rabba says I'm going to bring a proof. Right, Rabba says that the guy does not have a kinyan to be mafkia the truma, but he does have a kinyan in the karka. So I'm a Rabba mina aminala. How do I know this? This not because we have a Mishnah Maseches Peah. The Mishnah says leket shichcha and peah. Right, the leket shichcha and peah shall ovei kachavim of the guys chayavim b'meiser ela imkain hivkar. It's chayav b'meiser unless the bala sadeh was mafkia the leket shichcha and peah. Then it's like hefker and it's put putter from Meiser. So Gemara says, hey Chidami, what's the case? What is the Mishnah dealing with? Elam of the Yisrael, if we're talking about a case of karka of a Jew who leaves out, he left out the leket shichcha v'peah, v'liktinu ovei kachavim, and a guy came ahead and gathered up the leket shichcha v'peah, and then he sold it to a Yisrael. And on this, the Mishnah is saying that you're chayiv to be mafrish Meiseros, right? Unless the Yisrael, the original owner, was mafki the land. Ela imkain hifker. What do you mean, ela imkain hifker? Ha mafker v'kaimi. It's like a shichcham peya. It's hefker to begin with. So what does it mean, ela imkain hifker? So ela lav de ovei kachavim. We're talking about a case where a guy left over leket shichcham peya, like a, whatever. He followed those rules and left over leket shichcham peya. Vilik no Yisrael, and a Jew came ahead and picked it up. And since a guy is not, so the Mishnah says that you're chayav shumas and maestros on this field, unless the guy was mafkir. Taima the hifkir. Halo hifkir chayav. But if he wasn't mafkir, if the guy wasn't mafkir the field, you would be chayav shumas and maestros. Mashmo, that a guy doesn't have the power when he buys it to get rid of the chiyuv of Trumas or Maisus. So Gemara says, no. Le'olam the Yisrael. Really, we're talking about a case where it was left over by the Yisrael. The Liknu over Kachavim. A guy came and gathered the produce. I, the Kamarta, Hai Makri, the Kaimi. But the second the Jew leaves over the Lekhet Shechav Peah, it becomes Hefka for anyone to pick up. So he says, Nahi, the Makri, a Dait to the Yisrael, a Dait to over Kachavim, Makri. The Hefka is only Makri for Jews to pick it up. He's not Makri for Goyim to pick it up. So when the guy picks it up, it's not Hefka unless the Jew explicitly said it was for Hefka. But if he just left it over for Lekhet Shechav Peah, then it's not considered Hefker. So let's say, if you follow it through, a Jew leaves over Lekhet Shechav Peah, he doesn't explicitly mafker it, a guy picks it up, and then he sells it to another Jew, Yichayv Trumas HaMaisos, because this thing was never Hefker to begin with. It wasn't Lekhet Shechav Peah, because a guy picked it up, it wasn't Hefker. So Yichayv Trumas HaMaisos, because it's produce from a Jewish field. So there's no Raya for Rabba. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to try to bring a Raya to Rabbi Lazar, that there's no Kinyan, that ain't Kinyan the guy bear to Yisrael the Maiser. It's not mafkia. A guy is not mafkia. A guy's ownership is not mafkia. The chiyuv of ma'aser. The tashma. Okay, we learn in a brisa. Yisrael shalakach sada me'ovik kochavim ad shelo hevia shlish. Okay, so Jew goes ahead and buys a field from a guy prior to the time that the tvua reached a third of its growth. When it reaches a third of its growth, that's when the chiyuv of ma'aser would kick in, provided that you do all the other things that force you to take trumas and maisos. So he buys it before it reaches a shlish. B'chazer u'machro lo mishavia shlish. And then after it reached a shlish, he sells it back to the goy. So the Gemara says, chayev is b'maiser, yichayev, the tfu is chayev b'maiser, shekvar is chayva. Because once the growth hit the third in the reshus of the Yisrael, the chiyev kicked in. So it's mashma nischayva in. It's only mashma that you're chayv the trumas and maaser because it reached the shlish in the hands when it was owned by the Jew. But if it didn't, when it was in the Jew's field, lo, then there would no be chiyuv of maaser. So it's mukhuk from here that there is a kinyan for the overchav and eretz Yisrael afkiyat tvua from maaser, because if it reached the shlish in the guy's hands, there would be no chiyuv. So Gemara says no, it's a different, we're dealing with a different case. What's this Bryce talking about? Bisurya. We're talking about the Aram Tzova, the place where David captured by himself, right, without Kol Yisrael. Because Savar, and this time it holds, Kivish Yachid Lo Shmei Kivish. We mentioned this earlier, but this time it holds, there's a machlokas, whether the Kivish of David, the Melech, of Aram Tzova, is that considered a real Kivish to be Chai of Chumas and Maestros like the rest of regular Eretz Yisrael, or it's only a Chi of the Ravanan. So this man, the Amr, says, no, this Kivish Yachid is not considered Kivish. Therefore, it's not really considered Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have a real full kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And the chiyah to be mafresh meisra in this place is only made the rabbanon. So, if the guy owns it, so there was no takana kind of the rabbanon to be mafresh meisra there. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring another raya to Rabbi Lasser. Gemara says, Tashma. We're learning it out from a Tosefta in Trumos. Yisrael v'ovi kachavim shalachu sada b'shutafus. Okay, Jew and a guy own a field in Eretz Yisrael b'shutafus. They're partners in it. So what's the din with each kernel of grain? Right? So, one man, the Amr, says, right, so the din is, now after they were cholik the tvua, what's the story with all the produce? So one man, the Amr, says, tevel v'chulin muravim zebezeh. He holds, there's no brera, right? So just because I'm the Jew and I got all this field, that doesn't mean that this was mine to begin with. Every single piece, kernel, has tevel and chulin. Tevel meaning it's the Jew's part. He has to take shroom and has to mafresh off of it. And the chulin of the guy, it's putter from it. His putter. So each kernel is ma'uruf, right? Tevel, chulin, ma'uruf, zebezeh. Divrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe says. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer, no. Shall ovi kachavim putter, v'shal Yisrael chayav. Once he holds a brayer in this instance, that when you do the split, so the guys was always the guys, and that's always chulin, and mine was mine to begin with, and that's tevel, and I have to take chumas and maishus. The chiluk is, Rashi says, Rashi, the long Rashi in the top, he says, if it's, according to Rebbe, if tevel v'chulin muravin, then each piece of chita, right, ein lecha kol chita v'chita she'ein chetze tevel v'chetze chulin, right, because chelik of ovi kachavim is pater, but the chelik of that from the Jew is chayav. So he has to take meiser off of it. But he can't, usually you can take meiser from something else onto your, you can take from a different place. But here, since it's tevel and chulin mixed together, You can't take Meiser from someplace else, because maybe you've been taking Meiser from the Chiyuv on the Putter, and the Putter on the Chiyuv, so you have to take Meiser directly off of this pile. But Gemara says, Ad kan lo pliti eli de mar saver yesh breira mar saver she'em breira. The machlokas only here is whether or not it's breira or not. About the kuliyama yesh kin obichav me'eretz Yisrael atim le Meiser. But all of them agree that the chelek of the goy doesn't have a chiyuv of trumas or Meiser. The only question is whether or not, you know, it's breira or not. But you see from here clear that there's no chiyuv of trumas Meiser on what's owned by the goy. So the Gemara says, no. Again, Hachanami b'Suria. This is talking about the case of Suria of Kibush Yachid. Because Savar Kibush Yachid lo shmei Kibush. We're talking about a case that Mandamar holds. Both of them hold that Kibush Yachid is not considered a Kibush, and therefore, again, the Chiyuv to tithe is only a Derabbanan, and the Derabbanan didn't impose their Chiyuv in this situation. Okay. Okay, now the Gemara is trying to bring another ride to Rebbe Lezer. So Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Tashma, learn from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Hamocher sadeh lo ovei kochavim, you sell your field to a guy, lokeach umevi bikurim, ipnei tikun olam. You have to go take bikurim. There's still kedusha that take the bikurim, but why? Ipnei tikun olam. So ipnei tikun olam in. The Chiya to bring bikurim is only a tikun olam, which is a derabanan. But midaraisa lo. But midaraisa, there's no chiyuv to bring bikurim. So you see here from our Mishnah that the kinyan of a guy is to mafkiya the kedusha, and there is no kedusha. There's no chiyuv bikurim. The only reason why we're bringing bikurim here is because of a din derabanan. So Gemara says no. Amar Rav Ashi, really the chiyuv to bring bikurim is min haTorah. So what's the whole thing of tikkun olam? Tikkun olam is mashma takanas derabanan. So Rav Ashi explains shtei takanas halu. With this whole thing of avos bikurim, there are two takanos. And the last takana, mitei tikkun olam, is going back to the original din d'oraisa. How does it work out? Mei kara, originally, before they were metakin anything, have a maisa mid'oraisa. The people who would sell karkos, they would have to bring bikurim, like the chiyuv d'oraisa. Like the das, like Rabbi says, like kedusha saharis is not pokas when a guy buys it. But kevan d'chazu, since the chacham saw the kamikri mizabni, that people, they weren't, they said, oh, you know what, I can sell the land, I need the money, I'm going to sell the land to the guy, and don't worry, I'll go take bikurim anyway. But you're not supposed to sell the land to begin with. So Kevan the Chaz of the Kamikri Mizabni, that people were selling the karkos to the Ovid Kochavim, the Savri Kedusha Sai came in, because they say it still stands with the Kedusha, therefore there's no Isser to sell them. Tiknu Lahu, so the Chamei Takana, the lowlies to. The Chamei Takana, that you can't bring Bikurim when you sell it. So people will realize that there's a problem in selling the land to the Goyim. So Kevan the Chazu, the Man, the Lo Sagile, Mizabin, right, since they saw the Chamei said that person who didn't have enough money, he would sell anyway. And the fields would stay by the goyim, because no one would buy any of the produce to bring to the bikurim, because we just made the takana not to bring the bikurim. So people would sell it anyway because they needed funds, and now they weren't bringing bikurim because of the takanas lachamim. So kamishdakan miyadu chavim had to tiknu the lightus, and they went back to the original din d'oraisa, and they made the takana they tiknu olam to go bring the bikurim from to go bring go back and bring the bikurim from the fields that are sold to the d'oraisa. So the takana is to go back to the ikur chi of d'oraisa. This way, that people would go back to get the bikurim from the goyim. Oh, I had a question. They're telling you not to go buy bikurim. You know, shevel tasa. Yeah, they had a takana. You can't do that. It's the same. They're not telling you to go do something. They're telling you to sit and not do anything. Don't go and buy the bikurim.
The original
takana was that if you sell to a guy, you don't go to back to the guy to buy the bikurim. But then they saw that people were selling anyway, and no bikurim were being brought. So they said, go back to the original way. Okay. Good. Okay, and the next is a shah sugya that comes in. This sugya is talking about the question of kinyan peiros. If you own, the article says the usufruct, I think is what it says. I don't know. If you own a field for the... that's what it says in the article. If you own the field just for the payers, for the produce, for what grows from it, but you don't own the actual gufa karka, like Yankee Stadium, right? It's like a 99-year lease or something like that from the city. They don't actually own the land that it's underneath. They just own it for the produce, right? So the question is, if your person only owns kedusha, only owns the kinyan payers, when he brings bikurim, can he say the whole kriya bikurim that this is from my field? Is this Kinyan Peiros or Kinyan Guftami? Is it the same thing? So, because part of the mitzvah of Bikurim is to say the Parshas of Bikurim, and the Pasuk says, and it's supposed to say, V'atahine hevesi es reishis pri ha'adama asher nasata li Hashem, the first produce of the field that God gave to me. But do I really own the field if I only own a Kedusha, if I only own a Kenyan of Paris, and not a Kenyan of Guf? So Itmar, right, it was stated in the base Medrash, Hamoker Sadeu LePeros. Okay, someone sells his field for Peros. Okay, that the karka stands by the karka still belongs to the Mocher, but Lokeach eats the Peros for a certain amount of time, and therefore, and after time, it goes back to the Mocher. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says that the Lokeach maybe he Lokeach brings Bikurim, right? Vikore, and he also reads the parsha of Bikurim. Veresh Lakish, because he holds the kingdom Peros is kingdom Guf. Veresh Lakish says no. He says maybe you can bring the Bikurim, but you're not Kore. You don't read the parsha of the Bikurim. So what's the reason? So the Gemara says Rav Yochanan Amar maybe Bikurim. Why? Because kingdom Peros kingdom Guf Dami. Veresh Lakish Amar maybe you ain't a Kore. Kavan, right? Sorry, Amar. Kenyan Peirus lack a Kenyan Guf Tami. It's not considered Kenyan the Guf, and since Kenyan Peirus is not considered Kenyan the Guf, you can't say Adama Sher Nasatali, because it's not mine. I don't own the field. So
it's only land that you inherited.
Right. So it seems at the times of Yovel that you only according to Reish Lakish, only like the real ancestral land would be the ones that you bring Bikurim. So everyone agrees you bring. Question is whether or not you could say the psukim. So what's the people? The Rishonim, the Machlokas, what the time of Reish Lakish is. Why you say bring it, but you don't not kore. So the Rashbam says that Rashbam in Bava Basra, not Kuf Lamed Vav, says according to Reish Lakish, you have to bring Bikurim because the pasuk says v'lakatim Reishis kol pri adam asher tavi me'artzicha, and this is considered your land because you worked it, but you can't be kore because it says adam asher nasata li, and you gave to me. As like I guess ancestral land, it doesn't work. Okay. The Minchas Chinuch here brings down interesting. The Minchas Chinuch brings down that according to Reish Lakish, what you should do, that if Kenyan Peros is not considered Kenyan Guf, and then you bring him to Bikurim, so he says that you should be Maktish to Peros. Therefore, just to make sure the Hekdesh is Chal onto these Peros, so you can bring them into the base of Mikdash. This is chosesh that maybe there's an issue of chulin bazari here. So just to be certain, you make the payers hektish, and then you can definitely bring them to the base of Mikdash. Okay. So the machlok says whether kinyan payers kinyan guf dami. So Esve Rav Yochanan asks a question to Reish Lakish. Well, if it was Bikurim or Korban, I don't know.
Well, they can bring a chair into Azor.
That's not Chulim Azor. So maybe you have to get... Oh, because... I don't know.
It's come up a couple of times.
I don't remember. Okay. Esve, Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish. So Rav Yochanan asks a question to Reish Lakish. All right? The Pasuk says, by Bikurim, V'samachta b'chol hatov asher nesan lecha Hashem alokecha ulevesecha. So the question is going to be darshan the word ulevesecha, to your house. Right, Ulevesecha teaches us Malamich Adam Mevi Bikure Ishto. It teaches that a person can bring the Bikurim of his wife. This is Nichse Malog. They don't really belong to the husband, they belong to the wife, but he has the benefit of the produce, the Nichse Malog. And nevertheless, his wife is called Besecha, so therefore he brings the Bikurim off of the Nichse Malog. And what does the Brisa say? Vikore. And he reads the Parshas Bikurim. So you see, in this case, where the gufa karka is shy after the woman, but the baal just has a schus in the nechassim, that's only a kinyan peros. And you see from here, from the word that says besecha, that kinyan peros is enough for the baal to bring the bikurim and bikorim. So you see from me, the kinyan peros is a kinyan guf, and therefore, when you only have a kinyan peros in the land, you should bring the bikurim and bikorim. So Reish Lakish says, what are you talking about? Amrale, shani hasim, there is different to ksiv lebesecha. Ksiv lebesecha, lebesecha is your wife. So there's a custom specific to your wife. Can you bring and read? But every other instance, we just have a kingdom of papers, you can't bring. Actually, the fact that the Torah has to go out of its way to tell you that you read, that you have to read it for Besecha, means in all other instances, you don't, that you only have a kingdom of papers, you're not Kore. And that's the Ikud Amri. The Ikud Amri, Esri Rishun Meng Lakish, the Rav Yochanan, the Reish Lakish answer of Yochanan, Ulevesecha, the Pasuk says, Ulevesecha, Milamech Adam Mevi Bikuri Ishto Vekore. That teaches us that a man can bring the Bikurim from his wife's Nixay Malog and read. But in the other instance, that you only have a Kenyan Peiros, you don't read it. Why? Because Kenyan Peiros is not going to say a Kenyan Aguf. So Amalei, Sir Rav Yochanan answers back, no, Taima Didi, Nami Hacha Kamina. From there we learn every case. That's the source. That's the source that teaches the Kenyan Peiros and Kenyan Aguf. Just like the Kenyan Peiros is Kenyan Aguf by the husband, so too in all Kol Torah Kula, Kenyan Peiros is Kenyan Aguf. And therefore you have to read maybe and Kore.
Is the exception or is it the rule?
That's the Machlokas. Is it the exception or is it the rule? Okay, so Eisveis, Reish Lakish then asks a question to Rav Yochanan. Okay, what's the case? Hayya baba derech. You're on the way to the base of Mikdash, ubikuri ishto biyado, and you have the bikurim of your wife in your hand, you bring it to be makrib to Pnei Hashem, v'shama shemesa ishto, and you heard that your wife passed away, and so now you're her yoresh. You own all of it now. Now you actually have a real kinyan guf on the stuff. So it says, maybe v'kore. So now, you bring the bikurim and you can read. So Reish Lakish says, you see, mesa in, only if she dies, then you could go ahead and be Korea, right? But low mace is a low. But if she hadn't died, then you could bring it, but you can't, you're not going to be Korea, because it says only here that you Korea after she dies. Mashma, Kenyan Peiros is allowed to Kenyan Guf. Only upon her death did you get the Kenyan Guf. Your question?
Peiros came off before.
What? Right.
So even if he's calling the Guf, I can't get out. Peiros came off before. So.
But now he can say from the... Oh, you're saying...
So if I buy fruit from you and you pick fruit from me a month ago, I can now bring that...
Apparently, according to this, yeah. According to this understanding, yeah. Is anyone?
I'm assuming this is after
I'm assuming. I don't know, because if before that he's an onain and he's putter from the mitzvah to begin with. So it's 7 days later. It's on the way. It wasn't. He didn't have cars. No traffic. So he sat shiva and then he came back. So the Gemara says no. Hua din the afagav de lo mesa, right? Even if she hadn't died, he says you could be korei, right? And mesa. So why do I need the case of mesa? So mesa isrichle. I need the case of mesa because there's another lima that I would have learned something else. I would have thought something else. Salcha daig de chamina. I would have thought ligzor mishum de Rav Yosi bar Chanina. I would have thought that here I should make a gezeiros because of the case of Rav Yosi bar Chanina, that our case of mesa is similar to the case of Rav Yosi bar Chanina, right? The amar of Rav Yosi bar Chanina, right? So what does he say? You have a navim of Bala Geffen, Bitsaron, Vishigron Biyat Shliach. He took them off and he gave them to a Shliach to bring it for him. And then the Shliach died on the way. And what happened? So the Bala Geffen goes ahead, and he picks up the anavim from the place where the Shliach passed away, and he continues on to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the din? The din is that maybe he can bring the anavim to the Beis HaMikdash for Eino Kore, but the Baal can't be Kore. Why? Shenamar, the Pasuk says, I'll read the whole Pasuk, it says, V'lakachta, you took, Me'reishis kol pri adama, shetavi me'artzicha. Right? And then it says, V'lakachta, v'shibi adama, asher tavi me'artzicha. V'lakachta, and then it says, V'lakachta, and then it says, V'hevesa me'artzicha, me'reishis pri adama. It's lakachta and v'hevesa. It says that, achetehe lakicha v'hava v'echar. Only to lakicha and the hava is one person. So if I gave it to a shliach, so the hava, the kicha was two different people here. So if he dies in the middle, I can't bring bikurim. So you would have thought that our case is similar. There was a makom to say that if his wife dies on the way, he shouldn't read because you would say it's similar to the case because it's two people here. You would think to say that maybe the baal is the shliach of the wife to bring her stuff. So it was her stuff. It was lakachta from her, and vesa was him. And now it's lakachta and vesa him in similar cases. So kamash malan, comes the bryce of the teachers, and you don't make the gzera. Then eat so that. But even before she died, the ba would be kore, and it's not similar to the case of where it's brought by a shliach. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow with the machlokis about kinyan peiros, kinyan guftami. Have a good day.